Officer Lytell, congratulations on your graduation.
Thank you.
How long ago was that?
4 days ago.
And can you tell me, what have the last 4 days been like since graduating to joining the Pittsfield Police Department?
Great. A little hectic, but great.
So your appointment to the department is historic for many reasons. So I imagine it's quite a load to carry as you enter a new job out of school. What's that like on a personal level?
I'm just very honored. I am. This has been a long road, one of my biggest dreams. So for me to be able to accomplish it, it's been a blessing.
So you mentioned that long road. Give us a sense of that. What led you to where you are right now?
I started Police Academy last January at the State Academy. I didn't make it through that academy, and I ended up coming home, and I had to wait 6 months to go to another academy and then finally graduate from that one.
What was it about that second academy that made things come together for you?
I think I was just prepared. I knew what I was getting myself into after going through the first one. So it was just a lot easier. I knew what to expect, so I just took it for what it was.
And even before that, what led you to even pursue being a cop?
I've always wanted to be a police officer since I was little, and I just never saw any officers that looked like me. So I just kind of wanted to be that person that maybe someone else that looks like me will look at. And like I've said, I didn't come from a lot. Like, my mother raised 10 children by herself, and we didn't have a lot, but she always made sure that we were taken care of. So this is like a long dream that I've had. My family has gone through a lot, especially since my mother passed away. But as much as I wanted to just give up, I couldn't. So I didn't just do this for myself. I did this for my family, for my support system, for my 3 children, for my amazing fiance. I did it for my community so that maybe just someone that didn't come from a lot like me will believe in themselves enough to just keep pushing forward.
So what can you bring to the police department from that experience that maybe is something you could bring that hasn't been there before? Like, what is that X factor?
I really think it's my presence. I mean, I understand what I've done is something historic, but I never wanted the praise or anything like that. I just want to be out in the community and want other young minorities to just see what they can become. That's what I want to do. I never wanted praise. I never wanted to be in the newspaper or anything like that. I try to lead a very quiet life. So a lot of this is new to me right now. Like I said, I understand what I've done is very historic, but I'm just trying to inspire someone else to do the same.
And now that you've joined the force, what's the first assignment you have? Where will you be in the community serving?
Right now, I'm in the FTO program, and I'll be with Darren Derby for the first 4 weeks. So whatever his beat is, wherever he goes, I'll be like his shadow for the next 4 weeks.
So how has Pittsfield's Black community responded to your appointment?
A lot of people are excited. A lot of people are happy. Like I said, I just try to keep a low profile with everything. So I'm not quite sure how everyone has received it, but from the people that I'm close to and the people that know me, even like my church family, they're all just really great. Great people, very supportive. Been supportive even since the first academy that I went to.
What challenges do you foresee as you step into this role?
Honestly, I'm kind of nervous about the way the community will receive me. I don't want to be different, but I know I'm different from a lot of people on the force race-wise, but I don't really know what to expect. I'm just going to take it however it comes and just stay positive. I've always stayed positive through this whole process.
What do you think, like, in the spirit of that positivity, what is your greatest hope for what your presence on the force can offer to Pittsfield?
I just hope that there are more minorities that take the civil service exam, that apply for these jobs. Like, there's not too many minorities on the department, but like I said before, I feel that the department is going in the right direction, trying to get more people. I just hope that people will see it and just apply. Go take the civil service exam. It's $100 and it can change your life because it's changed mine.
So what's your experience been like as a woman in both the police academy and in the department so far?
Well, the department is amazing. They're awesome. Everyone has been supportive this whole time. Like I said, through my first academy coming home and through the second academy, everyone's just been very great, very supportive.
So what part of Pittsfield did you grow up in?
I grew up in the Wilson Projects over off of Wakona Street.
And what were those projects like when you were growing up there?
When I was growing up, it was fairly quiet. We had two apartments because, like I said, my mother raised 10 of us. So there was two apartments put together as one. It was fairly quiet up there. It was a lot of older people when we first moved up there. As the years went on, there was like more younger people that were up there. But for the most part, living up there was fairly quiet.
And at any point in your childhood, did you interact with a police officer who wasn't white?
I did, yes. Curtis Janey. He was a police officer, and his son is actually my best friend and the godfather to one of my children. I interacted with him, and his wife worked at the same school that my mom worked at, so I knew them since I was young.
So we're very lucky today to actually have in the room, I believe, someone who was very instrumental in setting you on this path to where you are today. I want to know if you could tell us who's with us and the impact that she had on your life.
Detective Bertelli is with us. She is by far one of the most amazing women, female officers that I've ever met in my life. She knew my whole family, and she was my DARE officer. I just always thought she was the coolest officer just because she was a woman, and I didn't really see that growing up. She's kind-hearted. She's nice. She's just all around a great officer. She did DARE when we did community stuff where we lived in the Wilson Project. She would come out there and she would do arts and crafts in the community room with us. She really made it a point to get to know us growing up. Like I said, she knows my whole family. She knew my mother. So I don't know, I just always thought she was a great police officer. And one of the reasons why I definitely got into it, because she's someone that I saw probably at least on a weekly basis growing up there. So she made it a point to get out in the community. And I believe that she hasn't just impacted my life. I think she impacted a lot of young children's lives, especially the ones that lived in those kind of projects.
Detective Bertelli Hunt, what's it like seeing someone that you educated so many years ago following in your footsteps?
Oh, it's amazing. There's a lot of officers on the police department that I've had as a DARE officer or as a school resource officer, just being out in the community that I know. So I am kind of aging myself, but it's just fantastic that I can inspire people to become police officers.
And what kind of advice can you give the new officer about what it's like to be a woman in the police department?
I would just say, go there, be yourself, and do the best job that you can be.
At the time, when did you join the Pittsfield Police Department?
Back in 1983.
And what kind of department was it like then?
I was one of the... I wasn't one of the first females, but myself and two other female officers came on at the same time, so we kind of had a support system there to help each other through the academy, and there was a big scandal in the police department with one of the first female officers, so it was kind of tough coming on. Now there's three new female officers, and how are people going to react to us? But we were well received.
And today, what's the general breakdown like at the police department? How many women work there?
Boy, I think there's like 10 or 11.
Stacked against what? How many total?
I think there's like 65. Yeah, I could count off the mic and tell you exactly how many. I'm embarrassed that I don't even know. But there is, from when I started, it's great that we have so many female officers.
And when you're out there on the beat and you're out there protecting Pittsfield and serving its constituents, do you often run into people who treat you differently because you're a woman while you're actually out doing the job?
Well, it depends on the situation and the circumstances. I've been on calls where they're happy to see me, and I've been on calls where they're not happy to see me. But I think people pretty much treat you fairly, whether you're a female or a male.
Do you remember what it was like to go out to the projects back in... I presume the 90s it would have been. Do you remember that process?
Oh, I do. It was Chief Riello. He was huge into community policing, and he allowed not just myself, but other officers. We would go not just to the Wilson projects. We'd go to Francis, the Francis Plaza and Dower Square. And we would go there each week. We'd play kickball with the kids, do arts and crafts, do safety talks, fingerprints. So there was a group of us that would go out in the community.
Do you still do that to this day?
We have officers that do that, but as a detective, I do try to get out, and we'll do community events, Read Across America I've participated in, and anytime I can get out and do fingerprinting, I'll do that and visit schools when I do have time.
So in a community of this size, you can have a very outsized impact on so many people. Do you ever reflect on the number of lives you've touched as someone who's worked with children for decades?
I do reflect on that a lot, and I'm great that I had the opportunity to be in the DARE program and meet so many kids, especially, Izzy's family. I remember her mom, Myrna, was a huge help with us when we went down there. And I'm reminded all the time, because I do run into people such as yourself that I've had in the DARE program, so I do reflect on that a lot. And I do, being a detective now, I don't get to interact with the kids as much as I would like to, and I do miss that.